Bro. How many times do I have to tell you, don't go into my room without my permission? Wait. Who are you? How did you get into my home? Oh, of course my brother did. How many times do I have to tell him not to bring strangers home? Oh, you're a friend of his. Well, silly me. You should have probably told me before. Now I've just made a rude impression. It's all my brother's fault, I'm sure. Speaking of which, where is that clown anyway? He just left you here? Why didn't he just... You know what? Trying to understand my brother is a... It's a losing battle. What can you do, though? Do you have any siblings? Well, then you understand. Anyway, howdy. My name's... He already told you my name. He really likes taking the fun out of things, doesn't he? Well then, what's your name? Well, nice to... Whoa. Your eyes. Oh, jeez. Sorry. I just took a really good look at you and... What were we talking about again? Names. Yeah, what's your name again? You already told me? Well, I must have just blanked out. I really, really apologize. This doesn't typically happen. Ew, I think my voice went high-pitched too. God, what is wrong with me? That kind of hurt. Whew. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I feel fine. There's nothing wrong with me, I think. I've just never seen an attractive human before. Whew, you are the first. You really caught me off guard. Now, why did my brother bring you here? He knows how I get. I think it has something to do with your eyes. They just look so beautiful. Sorry, am I staring at you? Sorry, I really am not trying to be rude. But, I mean... Have you ever looked at yourself? You're like a dream. I'll make you blush if I keep on talking like this. Go on then. Blush. I want to see you blush. I'm curious about something. Is it possible for you to become more attractive? Oh, am I inching closer to you? I didn't notice. Sorry. A tone change? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just calming down. You know, instead of fangirling about this hot human in front of me. Wait, how do you even know my brother? Actually, you know what? I don't want to know. All I know is that it was very stupid of him to leave you alone with me. Because You will probably see me as a freak by the end of this night. Well, more so than I already am, having horns coming out of my head. You really think my horns look cute? Aw, that's very nice of you to say. Well, you know what? I've seen enough of the superficial. I want to learn more about you. I want to see the real you. May I have your hand? Oh, that probably sounds weird. Let me explain, okay? Sorry. I have the unique ability to basically read someone's mind. So if our palms touch, and especially if we lock our fingers together, I'll get to see the real you. Up for it? Do you have anything to hide? Then let's do this. Palm on palm. Fingers interlock. Good, good. A quiet man, but around friends, some would think you're an extrovert. But you do prefer your own company. A loner. Asocial. A hopeless romantic mixed with an active imagination. You find your own appearance to be lacking. Well, I've proven you to be incorrect. I find you attractive on the outside, and I'm starting to find you attractive on the inside. Look into my eyes. Has anything I've said so far been incorrect? Shall I continue then, darling? So cute. I see. You're selfless. You put others before yourself. Almost detrimentally. That reminds me of somebody. What's this? Despair. You don't find yourself deserving of love. Why is that? Oh, wait, don't answer. Oh, that's so stupid of me to even say that. It's clear as day. You don't have confidence. You find yourself to be unattractive, and you put others before yourself, no matter what. Because... You think you deserve nothing, don't you? Oh, now, come now. Don't feel bad. Look at me. Look in my eyes. Don't look away. I've known countless people who've had the same mindset as you. Can I help you? You have a little bit of self-hatred in you. You do not deserve that type of pain, hon. But I know of a path you could take that can ease your troubles. If you'd like to set forward towards that path, I'd love to help. Would you like to go on a date with me? You know, if you can look past my Amazonian stature and my horns and my sharp teeth and my extremely long nails that look like claws. If you can bypass all my imperfections, does the idea sound appealing? Maybe this universe has something in store for two hopeless romantics such as ourselves. What do you mean, somebody like you? Of course I want to date somebody like you. You even having to ask such a question actually just amplified that. Nobody wants to date me. I mean, look at me. I'm a tall goth chick. Nobody's really into that anymore. But I like what I like. And I definitely like you. So, can I have your phone number?